During the last months of the Clinton administration, the United States began a $1.3 billion effort to rescue Colombia. The U.S. has gradually become more involved in the country, which is beset by communist guerrillas, private armies, drug traders, and one of the hemisphere's highest murder rates. But President Bush has said that he wants to avoid being drawn in too deeply into the violence there, and now the new president is deciding what to do about the battle he inherited. NPR's Steve Inskeep has more.
The United States is sponsoring a kind of military offensive in the Colombian wilderness. Starting in December, Colombian soldiers moved into a remote region of forests and farms. Then airplanes arrived. Crop dusters skimmed over green fields in the province of Putumayo. That thin sliver of land is Colombia's biggest source of coca plants, the raw material for cocaine.
It was a very target rich environment.
Rand Beers of the U.S. State Department says the Colombian soldiers had been trained by U.S. military advisors. Some traveled in U.S.-made helicopters. Retired U.S. military pilots flew some of the crop dusters and found their targets using U.S. military maps. Beers says the pilots sprayed the coca fields with a version of the weed killer commonly known as Roundup.
There is so much coca in Putumayo that we have reports of spray pilots coming down, turning on the spray nozzle, and continuing to fly until the tank is empty 120 seconds later, and then peeling off to go back for another load.
Local farmers charge the crop dusters often missed their targets, spraying legitimate crops or even people. But the State Department says 78 square miles of coca fields turned from green to brown. Those fields offer a visual reminder of expanding U.S. involvement. Old-style Marxist guerrillas have been fighting Colombia's government for decades. Right-wing private armies are fighting the guerrillas, and rather than attack each other directly, armed groups often kidnap or kill civilians. They raise money by imposing what they call taxes on the drug trade. The U.S.-sponsored anti-drug offensive marks a milestone for a few conservative lawmakers who've been agitating for tougher action. One is Congressman Cass Ballinger of North Carolina.
We've been working on this thing 5 years now, trying to get something done. And so now it's finally becoming effective through no fault of the previous administration. Pardon me for being biased, which I am.
Barely 2 years ago, the conservatives were outraged at President Clinton for seeking a more peaceful solution. American diplomats held furtive meetings with Colombia's guerrillas. The U.S. wanted to help work out a peace settlement. An end to the civil war might make it easier to attack drugs and other problems. But those efforts collapsed. And at about the same time, according to the State Department's Rand Beers, the U.S. uncovered a dramatic increase in coca cultivation.
We discovered at the beginning of 1999 that we had made a major miscalculation in terms of the coca yield in Colombia.
Expanding crops fueled an expanding civil war. Barry McCaffrey directed drug policy for President Clinton.
We're talking about narco-terrorist battalions with more machine guns than the Colombian Army has.
Facing charges that it was soft on drugs, the Clinton administration gave the conservatives a plan they couldn't refuse. Congress overwhelmingly approved more than $1 billion in mostly military aid to Colombia. A few liberal lawmakers protest that the United States might be edging toward a repeat performance of El Salvador. In the 1980s, a U.S.-backed government there sometimes massacred its own civilians. In Colombia today, soldiers are accused of standing by while private death squads kill thousands of Colombian civilians. But Republican Congressman Cass Ballinger dismisses those risks.
The biggest risk we've got is the millions of kids that are dying in this country from the use of drugs.
And the plan enjoys support from leading Democrats, like Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut.
The alternative is doing nothing, and that's not an acceptable alternative to me.
Still, Dodd says he's begun to worry. The attack on coca is supposed to be part of a bigger strategy. Colombian President Andres Pastrana has appealed for billions of dollars in economic aid. But much of that money is supposed to come from Europe. And this month, the European Parliament passed a resolution denouncing the plan. By a vote of 474-1, the Europeans said the policy includes too much military force. Senator Dodd says the U.S. is almost alone.
Europe was supposed to weigh in here and provide a good hunk of change. I don't want this to be a U.S.-Colombian deal. I have great fear of that happening. If that does, I'm very worried about failure.
The first phase of the anti-drug offensive ended just as President Bush was settling into the White House. The new administration has occasionally sounded ambivalent about continuing that fight. President Bush met Colombia's president.
I explained to the president that we're fully aware of the narcotics that are manufactured in this country, but I also told him that many of them wouldn't be manufactured if our nation didn't use them.
President Bush sounded a little like the critics of U.S. policy, like Senator Paul Wellstone of Minnesota.
As long as we don't put money into drug treatment and drug prevention in our own country and continue to demand it, just plan on it being grown in Colombia or Peru or Brazil. No, it's not going to stop.
But a drastic change in policy would not be easy now, and administration officials say it's not likely. Conservative lawmakers are already maneuvering to gain more funding to fight Colombia's heroin and cocaine. In his first budget, President Bush is expected to prepare for the possibility that the drug war might widen. The administration plans an increase in aid to Colombia's neighbors in case the coca spraying in Colombia merely causes drug traders to relocate. The State Department's Rand Beers hopes the destruction of coca farms has a broader effect on the interconnected causes of Colombia's almost unbearable violence. Beers says Colombia's rebels might be more willing to negotiate if the offensive cuts off the drug money that pays their bills.
There is a very clear belief that this eradication program can and will contribute to the peace talks.
2 years ago, the Clinton administration was hoping that Colombia's peace talks might make it easier to go after the drug trade. Today, the Bush administration hopes its attack on the drug trade might make it easier to find peace. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.